Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
So, Lindsay, a Bears fan by the name of Joe Reisinger got an idea off the internet about building a man cave. So, he figured he'd try it out for himself.
That's right. Over time, it's become quite the addiction. When he gets done with one area, he moves on to the next one. It's become a never-ending project to achieve the ultimate Bears man cave. Hey,
Hi,
Joe.
Lindsay. Hey.
Welcome
to Rockford.
Thanks. Let's check out the man cave.
Sure.
Joe knew he needed a good space for his man cave when he started his house hunting process.
Oh my goodness.
He took us through one showing at a place in Rockford, Illinois that would eventually become his home.
Well, the first day we did the walkthrough of the house and they opened the basement and it was finished. And I knew right then there's a clean slate and there's somewhere for me to start because I'd been collecting for years. I just didn't have anywhere to display it.
Wow. The Bears' Den.
As Joe first pulled into the driveway that day before going inside for a tour, a Packers flag in his neighbor's yard caught his eye.
Oh no, it made me want to buy it. Even more. There's that rivalry there. And I knew that I could outdo him with his little flag in the yard.
After he had his first Bears party, he felt that something just wasn't right, that there was something missing in the man cave. Then the idea for the Hall of Famers on the steps hit him, and he went to work.
I needed something to that wow effect when you open the basement. Everybody's like, wow, and that was what I wanted, and I think I achieved that.
While Joe said that the stairs were the most tedious and time-consuming, painting the walls was no easy task either.
We probably have 150 hours into just painting it. And it was a lot of trial and error because I didn't really know where to start or how to start it. The walls are very textured. I wanted the lines on the stripes to be just like the lines on the uniform.
Just like the stairs and the walls, his favorite Bears item in the man cave was definitely a labor of love.
Yeah, there was a store out at the mall here locally, and they had this ceramic white Bears head. And what you do is you would go in and sit down and paint it. The ladies at the store showed me techniques, the different colors of painting, how to shade it, how to make the nose shine. So it was probably about an 8-week process. And then we clear coated it at the end to protect it. So still autograph it, which I have two on it.
And then there's the helmet that takes up almost an entire wall. When Matt Forte was autographing it, he said he'd never signed something so big.
So we stood in line for several hours. So I had to balance it on my foot so that I wouldn't hit the ground with it.
Many visitors think that this is a fathead, something Joe bought and simply applied onto the wall. But he did it all himself. It's a hand-painted work of art.
Well, I tried to make the wall kind of like the focal point. I wanted it to, when you came downstairs and looked, this is where your eyes went to. It really wasn't that hard because of the wall, because of the color. If I had messed up with the orange when I outlined it, I could just come back over the blue.
Then there's his most prized possession in the man cave, a signed Brian Urlacher football.
Yeah, it was a gift given to me several years ago, and it's always meant a lot to me. And
I think it's pretty cool, too, that a lot of times you'll see autographed footballs, autographed memorabilia, but I love that the picture is included, so that moment was captured of Brian signing the football.
Right.
Joe isn't ready to slow down anytime soon. His future plans include knocking down a wall to make the space even larger.
Once the wall's down and the other room is done, we're going to put the indoor-outdoor carpet down, like the field turf. And actually, I'm planning on doing the garage this fall, but nobody knows that yet.
After the endless hours of hard work Joe has put into the man cave, each time he walks downstairs, he knows it was all worth it.
It looks good. I enjoy it. It's exactly what I had wanted when I started. So it's perfect. Wouldn't change it.
Anthony, did you see how enormous that helmet was that Forte signed?
It was massive. It was ridiculous.
So I know you are a big jokester, but I want to hear the truth. What is the strangest, craziest thing that you've ever signed?
Real story. This guy took his prosthetic leg off.
Wow.
Leaned up against the fence, rolled his sock down. He had some high socks on. He rolled his sock down and said, wow, hey, can you sign here? So I signed his leg, gave it back to him. He put it back on and walked off. Yeah. Didn't want to disappoint him.
He was on his way. What's left to do, right? You got to sign it.
Yeah. And he went through all that trouble.
We have to take one final break. But when we come back, Anthony hits the dance floor. Inside the Bears is brought to you by Jimmy John's.